This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Take your child to work day, and I feel like we're babysitting Mark Cabali here. We have a couple of Bell Vernon kids up in here. They're taking in this entire process. We're showing them the ropes a little bit. And Mark hears Bell Vernon, blah, 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 blah.
Did you see my jersey at the Belmar Middle School whenever I was in middle school in 1976?
Well, there's a difference. I went to Belmar Junior High, but they switched it midway through to Belmar Middle School.
Wait, and seriously?
Yeah.
Nobody cares, man. I mean,
well, no, we were talking about in Belmar, there's two sets of stairs. You have to go up one and down the other. If you get caught, you're in trouble, man. If
and
you're going
heard,
down the ups, ooh, forget it.
I also heard to get there, it was uphill both ways.
You know, honestly, it wasn't. It's not far from where you were at Sunday.
For the baseball,
right down
softball
the street,
showcase.
Right down the street.
I do like Bell Vernon. And one thing I noticed about Bell Vernon driving through there.
They don't like you?
There's that. Who does? Also, a lot of land. All the lawns were perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was jealous. Hmm. Rolled the window down. Got the smells. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm. All right. Can we get down to brass tacks, though, please? Tweet us.
What is brass tacks?
Tweet. I have no idea what that actually means. Tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Mark is our Steelers insider. He, of course, works for The Athletic. We love Mark. He gives us a lot of good information. Dulac in the Post-Gazette writes, the Steelers view Graham Barton as a generational talent. I find now that Mel Kiper has the Steelers taking Graham Barton in the first round, but has them trading up to take him, saying the Steelers are in love with this guy. Mark, is that what you're hearing too, or is this all smokescreen stuff?
I think everything's smokescreen. I think everything's just guesstimates at this time right now. I mean, no matter who you talk to or who you look at, they got a different guy at 20 or whatever. I just saw, I think Peter Schrager put his
He had Brian Williams Jr., wide receiver.
Or Brian Thomas.
Oh, there you go, Callis. There's my second wrong name of the day. Yeah.
You know, I mean, at least you didn't mispronounced the Fuaga and Fuatanu or whatever his name is. Those are tough ones. We can understand it. But, you know, it's just speculation right now. You got to wait till the draft unfolds. I mean, maybe Graham Barton goes early, but I don't know about generational talent. I mean,
That is very strong.
I've been saying this for a while now. If I'm picking a guy at 20 overall or if I'm going to move up to get a guy, I want a guy who's a superstar stud at center, not one that hasn't played there in 3 years.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't want that. Maybe later in the draft, maybe if I'm 29, 30, maybe even in the second round, that's fine. I don't know. I think a lot of it might be, obviously it's smokescreen. Nobody's telling the truth about anything right now. I mean, depends on who you look like. They could pick one of 18 people or just trade out of it and forget about it.
Well, to that point, it does feel quite heavy-handed. Okay, we're going to go through Jerry and we're going to say we think Bart is generational. We're going to go through the biggest draft expert out there, or at least the most forward-facing one, in Mel Kiper Jr., and we're going to say we love this guy so much that we might even trade up for him. You've had the same concerns, Doran, about that.
I want to know where it started. Like, did somebody go to the combine and was like, hey, let's see you snap? I mean, you've played tackle for the last 3 years. The last time you played center was your freshman year. You're 6'5", 317 pounds. Let's see you snap. Oh, my gosh, this guy just snapped the ball really well. Didn't see him snap really in a game. And then now he's a generational talent? Like, it doesn't make sense to me at all.
No.
The versatility, Mark, like, you have to throw it out the window because you're not going to – so say, like, your guard gets hurt. Like, he does have versatility. I get that. Like, if he was a tackle. Yeah. But as a center, if he's your starting center and your guard gets hurt, you're not going to move him to guard because somebody got hurt and he's versatile. You're not going to move your center to tackle if a tackle gets hurt. So the versatility's out the window.
I mean, what do you want right now? You want a guy that can come in and help you immediately. And I don't know if Graham Barton's that guy. Like I said, if you're moving from tackle to center right now, he's going to take some time here. I mean, he's going to have to – clearly beat out Herbig, which may or may not be simple. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen Herbig play center other than a handful of snaps. What does that do for you right now? I don't think it does.
I'm happy you bring that up because you wrote something to that effect yesterday. Big swing, win now. They're in the moment, and I get where you're coming from. I subscribe to that exact notion, Mark. I'm with you. When you get Russell Wilson, when you've got TJ Watt, when you've got Cam Hayward, yeah, win now. You ain't won a playoff game in 7 years. That being said, do they necessarily view it the way that you've just described it? Okay, Barton, maybe he can't play right away. Do they see that as a problem? Because Broderick Jones didn't play right away last year, and Joey Porter Jr. didn't play a lot early.
Well, I think it's a little bit different because you only have the Russell Wilson for the 1 year right now. I mean, that's all they've been telling us for the past 3-4 months is they want to win now. We'll worry about next year, unless they're lying to us, which could be very well the truth because nothing's truthful that comes out of anywhere right now. So, I think you have to go for it. In my opinion, I don't leave anything on the board. I just whatever it takes to get better, to have that opportunity to be able to win now. You did so much in the offseason to put yourself in position to be able to win now. I don't know what's happening next year. Russell Wilson might leave. Justin Fields might be garbage. Who knows? Somebody else might leave. I don't even know who's free agent next year. They got so many free agents next year. They could just totally turn this roster over. Win now. If it means giving up a first-round pick for Ayuk, even though I don't think it's going to happen, do it.
All right, wait a second. Do it. Let's put a pin in that because I think we can spend a full segment on the whole IU Cortland Sutton deal. If it's all about win now, is there a specific player that you, Mark Caboli, go, okay, at 20, that makes sense? Mm-hmm. Is there a specific guy you trade up to get? Forget trading outside of the organization, but a player in this draft, first round grade, that you go, okay, that guy helps them the most right now get as close as they can to a playoff win?
See, that's where I'm a little bit torn because everything points to tackle right now. And you can get by with Dan Moore right now.
Yep.
You can get by with a half season of Dan Moore, right? Or a full season with Dan Moore. That's more towards next year. But can you afford to pass over, a Latham, a Fuaga, whoever might be there at 20? I mean, what wide receiver is going to be there or you can move up to be able to ensure you're going to be good or he can play right now? I mean,
Thomas.
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
Well, the measurables say so.
That's
17 touchdowns.
Yep. 1,000 yards.
You see a lot of garbage being talked about Marvin Harrison now, right? He doesn't work and all this stuff. Does he fall? I mean, if you get one of those top three or four receivers to fall within range of the Tony Pauline 12th overall to, Quinyon Martin or Quinyon, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. The kid from Toledo, the cornerback.
Then I would make a Mitchell move there, for a wide receiver. I still think you really, really need to upgrade that wide receiver position because I am not a fan or I don't think the guys that they acquired here are nothing more than role players. The Watkins, the Jefferson's, even the other ones.
Cordero Patterson.
I mean, I don't know what Cordero Patterson's role is. I mean, he hasn't been a wide receiver, quote unquote, in 3 years, four years, right? So I don't know how much you expect of him to be able to run the ball. Maybe even a Brock. I mean, maybe the
Brock Bowers.
I mean, he's more of a
receiver.
Yes. I mean, if he falls to 15, do you make him 100%. That slot guy
100%.
And go get him and be that type of guy? I think you need something to help the offensive out to score more points with the Russell Wilsons. I think that's the only really huge glaring, I guess you can say center's glaring to a degree, but at least you have somebody to plug in there. I don't think you have anybody to plug in at number two right now at receiver. So if I can go get a receiver that I know who's going to help me right now, which is a big ask, that's what I would do.
What if you're the Steelers and it was floated out there that they want to trade up for Quinyon Mitchell at 12, and you'd make it. What if smoke screen? What if you make a trade with the Denver Broncos at 12, but you want to sweeten the deal, so you have to ask for Courtland Sutton. You trade up to 12, and then you get a tackle.
That would be good. I mean, you should be a GM, Doran.
I should.
20th and 51st for Courtland Sutton in the 12th pick in the draft.
Yeah, was Courtland making like 15 this year?
I thought it was 18, but 18, I 15? Might have Deontay's contract in my head.
He has a couple. He just signed a pretty lucrative deal, I think, a couple years ago. So he's more palatable than, say, Ayuk in his 25 to 30. I mean, you know that's what he wants. As long as he keeps out there, I mean, you're getting Amon St. Brown getting 20 or 30 million a year, he's going to be in that ballpark. But if you're able to get both out of that, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you get both.
13
and then,
for Courtland, just so we can frame the argument here.
13 for Courtland. You get Courtland Sutton, you get the 12th pick, you trade up, and you say that you want Quinyon Mitchell, but it's all smokescreen. You end up taking one of the better tackles that are on the board. Maybe Latham's there, and then in the second round, maybe you don't have your second round pick because you traded that, but maybe you package a third in a future whatever to get back in the second to get your center.
That's what they spent the past 3, 4, 5 days doing, going over scenarios. There's a million different scenarios that can happen. You better be doggone ready to move quickly. And that's probably one of the reasons why they did the Highsmith restructure right now. It was going to eventually need to be done. They need the money. The money they had, the 11, 12 million, was basically the money they needed for the draft picks and the 52 and 53 guys and some of the practice squad guys. Now, if you have to go on the fly and trade and do a sign-and-trade type thing, you better have that money available.
Right.
So they're trying to cross T's and dots I's at that point. But nobody wants to hear this, but you just have to wait and see how that board falls, then react to it the best interaction.
So you think
you have to.
If they trade for an Ayuk or a Courtland Sutton, you think it would be mid-first round, like during the first round of the draft that would happen?
It's so hard with Ayuk because – I don't trade for him unless it's a sign and trade, which means that has to be done now, you know, earlier today.
Because
you're not trading and saying, okay, handshake, scouts on, or I'll sign. I mean, no, I'm not doing that.
Like, I feel like that's being worked out now. I feel like around 4 or 5 o'clock that'll happen, if that's going to happen.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I hope it happens at 7 o'clock when we're walking in here to do our portion of the draft show tonight.
When you're sitting in the corner, what corner are you sitting in?
I'm probably going to be sitting in that corner. All cramped by myself.
You know what you do?
15 guys
in
here.
Get a placard or a piece of paper and say Crowley and set it right there.
I should do. We should reserve our seats for the draft show tonight, Dorm.
Yeah, good luck with Pony and Mueller coming in here before us. They're going to rip that up and throw it away.
A good point by you. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. What's more likely? A Brandon Ayuk trade? A Courtland Sutton trade? What might it look like for the Steelers this evening?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it
in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, before we dive back into the draft, Mark Caboli with us until 10 o'clock. Let's do social media's biggest loser real quick. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I don't want to do this. I feel like I have to do this, though. Again, this will take a couple of moments. Get back into the draft. Drew Joyce tweets out this gif of him wearing the Duquesne stuff. He's the Duquesne basketball coach doing the LeBron James throw the chalk in the air. All these coaches send out gifs when they get a new player to commit.
I call them gifs.
Whatever. You've got Bronny James out there in the transfer portal testing the NBA waters and all these people connecting him to Duquesne. And lo and behold, we find out they get another big-time transfer from Marshall, but he's not Bronny James. He knew what he was doing. That's mean. Social media's biggest loser.
Who says it's still not Bronny James, though?
It could be, yeah. If it is, then I'll rescind this.
Okay.
But if it's the kid from Marshall, a great get, a double-digit score, nice player, but he ain't Bronny James. He got the people all excited and worked up.
Hey, for a guy that likes to troll on the internet or on the Twitter, the X, I appreciate it.
I think that's exactly what that might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I don't know if you can say exactly might have been, but that's how I feel.
Mm.
All right, moving on. Brandon Ayuk, percentage chance he becomes a Pittsburgh Steeler today, Mark?
21.7.
That's pretty high.
Is it?
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe it's a little too high then.
Okay. So you don't think there's a high likelihood of it getting done?
I just think there's going to be multiple suitors that somebody's going to give him, you know, that first-round pick that they seek. You know, and don't you go to the guy that has the highest first-round pick.
I've seen the Colts and Jags linked to Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I don't believe anything I see on these mocks. So, like I said, it's misinformation season. I'm sure there's somebody out there that you've never heard of yet or interested in him. It's just a matter of...
But you think ultimately it'll wind up costing a first-round pick?
Unless nobody else is interested in it. Giving that up, but that's obviously what they want. I mean, they did something very similar a couple of years ago to Debo out in San Francisco, and they end up never trading him anyway. So I don't think it's a sure bet that they even trade him. I mean, because there's a history there of them saying, you know, we're not going to sign you, and they end up signing you and keeping you on. So there's no guarantee there, but there's other options. I mean, we're just so hyper-focused on Brandon Ayuk because he's a big money, big name, Super Bowl wide receiver. But there's probably, a couple others out there. Obviously, we've heard Cortland Sutton. My question is, I wonder if Russell Wilson would have to sign off on a Cortland Sutton. Maybe he hates him.
No, the relationship's pretty good from what we've heard.
Yeah, it was Judy that wasn't the big fan.
I popped into Denver radio yesterday because there was the Tony Pauline report about trading up to 12th. And they were talking about Cortland Sutton, too, and whether or not he might get moved. And he's holding out. He wants a new deal, too. So that $13 million that he's owed, you might actually owe him more than that if that would be a sign and trade. But that's neither here nor there.
Why would he want more money? He just signed a 3-4 for $60, didn't he?
I don't think so, no. I think he's got 13 Sutton? Left. Yeah.
I thought he had two more for 13.
I'll have to double check on that.
I thought he just signed.
I think he's
60.
Sitting out with just a 1-year 13. Regardless, they said that he and Russell Wilson – they really had a good mind meld last year. Like the guy I likened it to, the quarterback wide receiver relationship I likened it to, obviously not as prolific, was Ben and AB, where Ben would do a lot of stuff off platform and AB would kind of jive with him.
Well, maybe that was the other way around.
Or whatever. But here's the deal with Ayuk, or excuse me, with Courtland Sutton. He did have a good relationship with Russell Wilson, at least on the field.
I mean, maybe we are looking at it the wrong way. Maybe that is the better fit because it's cheaper. You wouldn't deserve that. You wouldn't give up that first-round pick. And he's a guy that obviously has a relationship with Russell Wilson. If you're doing the win now type of scenario, and then if you can somehow pull off the door and trade, let's do it.
20-51 for Courtland Sutton in the 12th pick.
Yes. And then trade back up, trade future asset to get back up in the second to get your center.
Or even you could pair third-round picks.
Doesn't it seem to you guys it's like Omar, he came out free agency really quiet, then, you know, a couple hooks, a couple jabs, knock some people out, then quiet again. Something has to be in the works here.
I mean, it's in his DNA.
Yeah, the money tells us that there's something. Like, that's what I look at. Even before that they restructured Highsmith, they had $12 million, and I know that allocates to – the draft picks, but like you're not going to just sit on money whenever you have it. I know you want to have a little cushion going into the season as well, but even that told me that there's still something left out there before they even did this. And then now I think it's almost a 99% sure thing that there's something that's going to happen.
They can create a heck of a lot more money. I mean, first of all, you can restructure Cam Hayward and make a ton of money. Watts up there too, you can restructure him, and I think Minka too. So there's a ton of money to be made. Plus how you structure contracts in the front end of it. You don't have to pay a lot now, then you'd have to pay more later. So I don't think money's an issue.
Mm-mm. It is a 2 years left on Courtland Sutton's deal at 13.5 per.
I would tell him 13.25. Stick it if he wants a new contract.
Well, and you also wonder if it's just the situation, too, that he wants away from. I mean, he had Russell Wilson last year, and he caught double-digit touchdowns. And now, what, people in Denver are drooling over the fact that Zach Wilson gets moved out there? Yeah. I mean, give me a break. So that could be it, too.
Yeah, I would go that route. Be honest with you, I like Courtland Sutton maybe more.
I still
would
draft a receiver, though, too.
Yeah, you have to draft a receiver. Like I said,
Courtland Sutton.
I mean, you got – what are some of the guys from last year that they brought in?
What,
some of the practice squad. No, Steelers. They brought in some Marquez Callaway and guys like that that had, you know, a cup of Joe in the league and decent. But those are guys that are not going to be stars. I mean, Calvin Austin's there. But how much can you count on him right now? You can't.
I wanted to ask you, since I asked about Ayuk and the percentage, and you said a weird 21%.
Yeah.
What about the percentages trading for a wide receiver overall today?
Well, I think...
And what happens maybe, if they swing and miss? Might Tyler Boyd come back into the scene?
I mean,
Or do you think that ship has sailed?
I think that ship is pretty much gone right now. I haven't heard much recently. I haven't really inquired either because it seemed like it was... totally out of the realm of possibility, even thinking. I mean, last thing I heard, it was Kansas City or nothing at this point. But, you know, a lot of that stuff has to do with you might as well wait till after the draft and teams sign guys and they don't count against the compensatory picks here coming up.
Right.
So that could be a point, too, as well. But I am kind of shocked that he's still out there. I mean, even Michael Gallup's out there, right? I mean, there's guys out there, but you have to wait till this draft comes in. But I think somebody – I don't know if it will be traded today. I mean, traded overall in this three-day span, I say there's probably a 50% chance. I'm not saying absolutely today.
But 50-50 over the draft.
Yeah, I mean
– all right. Well, coming up next, are there any guys on the Steelers roster that they might part ways with? That they might trade to accumulate draft capital. We'll ask Mark Caballi that question. And big problems potentially for a division rival. I mean, big, big potential problems with a team that could be the favorite in the division this year. We'll talk about that coming up next as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mark Cabali in with us until 10 o'clock. Draft, 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 draft. Mark, are there any players on the Steelers' current roster you could see them parting ways with in order to acquire a wide receiver or get more draft capital?
Oh, I don't think so. None that jump off the page to me.
You know who everyone's writing about right now?
Pat Freiermuth. Which is ridiculous.
I don't get that.
Me neither.
I don't know that I want to pay. In fact, I do know I don't want to pay that guy big money based on the year he just had. I think he's a much better player than he showed.
Yeah.
But he was hurt, and whenever he was healthy, he wasn't productive. I blame Canada and the quarterback situation. But even still,
plus he's not going to break the bank at the in August when they approach him for an extension.
Yeah, when Hawkinson signed his deal last year, I was thinking, uh-oh. But he didn't have a good year, Pat. And for a lot of the reasons why I said that weren't his fault, but Arthur Smith loves tight ends. And I know that he's not a great blocking tight end, but Arthur Smith loves tight ends. And you're going to tell me they're going to trade Pat Freiermuth, create now a new hole on their roster in a draft where there's not a lot of good tight ends.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't even know where that came from.
Well, PFF wrote a piece about it, your favorite people.
Woo.
The people that gave Myles Garrett the Defensive Player of the Year award. Yeah.
PFF. Oh, PFF. I was thinking Florio.
Are you okay? Are you with us here, Mark? I know you are physically here. Mentally, are you good?
What's that?
Oh, my God.
For some reason, I was thinking Florio and how he said Penix might go 20th overall when you said PFF. Pro Football Talk, Pro Football Focus, Pro Football Reference. I'm an old man, Crowley. It gets mixed up in my head a little bit.
If Penix were there at 20, do they
no.
take him? Okay.
What do I want Michael Penix for?
Quarterback?
Really?
Yeah.
You got Kyle Allen as the number three.
What yeah, that'll keep him. For? That'll keep him from doing it. Is Kyle Allen?
Yeah, that's going to win you a championship this year, Michael Penix.
Well, okay. So then there's that. That's the biggest discussion.
I don't care about the future anymore.
I'm getting too old. I don't think they do. What did we hear when Russell Wilson was introduced? He was courted by some of these Steelers veterans. I mean, could this be Cam Hayward's last year? Sure, it could. T.J. Watt ain't getting any younger.
I just don't think that the Steelers are signing people because T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward hasn't won. I don't think that crosses their mind.
Okay, but
as an organization,
okay, maybe they don't sway the, maybe they don't shift the winds on it. But you could very easily, if you're Omar Khan, look at the roster and go, how many more years of those guys do we have? We haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. We'd like to see those guys in the playoffs, and winning playoff games. I mean, I could absolutely see that.
I just see it as more Art Rooney saying, I haven't won.
Yes.
For the 15 years.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know how many more years I have left running this organization before turning it over to my kid. I don't want to be the guy that hasn't won anything here in Pittsburgh. So do what you have to do win now.
Then forget the why, and we'll just talk about what they're doing then, which is they do want to win now.
Yes.
But what's win now? I mean, that's what I asked earlier.
Win it all, baby.
Yeah. Has to be, right?
Yes. I mean, come on. We've seen teams.
Would you give up this year's first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk?
Probably. I mean, look, I haven't did this, officially, but go look back at their last 20 first-round picks. I'm guessing half of them were failures, right?
What position?
Just first-round picks. Steelers' first-round picks.
Steelers' first-round picks?
Yeah, everybody's last 20 has failed. Like, yeah. 50-50.
So we had that from Adam Schefter yesterday. He tweeted it out, right? It was Paul Hembo, the producer, who put out the hit rate. And what they measured the hit rate on was whether or not you got a second contract from the team that drafted you. I think it's about 43%. I'm going to double check on that. 43% of all first-round draft picks going back to the year 2000 through the year 2019 wound up signing a second contract with the team that drafted them.
Man, that doesn't, yeah, even, it doesn't even mean you're going to be a star, though. It just means you sign another contract.
Yeah, it's an inexact way of really evaluating that because, okay, you might give a guy a second contract. It doesn't mean that he became what you thought he would become.
Shouldn't analytics, if analytics are used in this regard, say that we should acquire a player that we know or is good over drafting a first rounder?
Yeah.
I mean, the percentages tell you you should.
A known commodity versus a projection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you can do that cash-wise.
I don't want to give up a first round of any variety for Brandon Ayuk, but I would pallet it a lot easier if it was next year's first than this year's first.
Okay, but so they draft Brian Thomas Jr. Would you rather have Brian Thomas Jr. or Brandon Ayuk? I mean, that's kind of how you have to look at it. It's like, all right, I have a proven veteran wide receiver that played for a Super Bowl caliber team, or I have a young guy that, you know, in college caught 1,000 yards and had 17 touchdowns and ran a 4.3, and maybe he could be a guy. Like, what's better?
What do I care about a guy 3 years from now where he would be probably hitting his stride?
Exactly.
Well, it's not like first-round receivers haven't come in and been
not
very
many.
Good.
I mean, well, Randy Moss is the Anquan Bolins are few and far between.
Well, a lot more recently, though. I mean, and we even saw it with a guy like Puka Nacua at 1,400 yards. He was a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, you can
Justin
cherry-pick.
Justin
can cherry
Jefferson
pick
came
on
in.
Ones.
Jamar Chase came in. These are all recent guys. You don't have to go all the way back to Randy Moss.
I'm just saying, you're cherry-picking there. I'm sure that percentage is not very high.
I would, to answer your question, Dora, and we've talked about this ad nauseum the last month or so, whether you trade a first in this year's draft for Brandon Ayuk or you draft a receiver in the first round, I'm not in love with that. I'm not in love with that because I do think you can get a good receiver in the third round, and I still need a tackle and a center. But we'll give our prediction on who we think they'll draft coming up next. I think we're contractually obligated to do that on the day of the draft. We'll give our guy coming up in the next segment. Before we do get to that, though, Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins have both requested out of Cincinnati.
That's what happens when you pay the quarterback a ton of money, right?
And when your owner is cheap and you got to put, 80% of the money in escrow, mm-hmm. and they like for him, that's a very real issue. For him, that has been the MO on him forever. My prediction on that, though, Trey Hendrickson's a Bengal this year. T. Higgins is a Bengal this year. They push all the chips into the middle of the table, and they try to win it all right now. Huh. That would be my guess.
I mean, they're flawed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
They're real flawed running the ball. They can't run the ball. They can't stop the run either. So
who's the running back?
They just signed the kid from the Packers, right?
Oh. Yeah. No.
Who'd they send? Yeah,
well, because Mixon, he went to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who the running back is.
Oh, the Zach, whatever his name
Moss?
Zach Moss from the Colts.
Yeah, that's
who
right.
Who was decent last year, but obviously not a number one. I mean, they have issues.
I mean, you talk about win now. If I'm them, I hang on to those guys and I give it a shot. And if you don't, you may have missed out on your window, baby. And God, would you hate to see that? All right, coming up next, we give you our pick for the Steelers in the first round. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It is Take Your Kid to Work Day, and we are inundated with children. Hello to all of you. We have to give our predictions for who the Steelers are going to take 20th overall. Or if you're like a bully, you did your mock the other day and you had them trading up to take a guy.
Why can't I change it?
You can change it. Man, I don't make the rules. If you want to change it because it's the day of the draft, go ahead and change it. But what I want to happen here is we did not prep Callis for this. We need a drum roll. We need a drum roll before we give our prediction. Kaboli, you're going to be the first to give your prediction. I would like to solicit the help of all of you who are in here now on Take Your Child to Work Day for a little drum roll. Can we get one going? Let's get one going. All right, Kaboli, with the 20th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select.
They trade out of the first round, so they don't pick.
God,
No. I'll stick with my guns, even though he's been mocked higher than this. I still think they'll get to the point where they will take J.C. Latham, tackle out of Alabama. Might have to trade up a couple of spots to get it, although I hope they somehow get a receiver. But I think they're going to stay status quo and go offensive tackle. If it's not Latham, it's going to be a tackle.
You can't get a second pick. You got to stay.
It's a tackle. It's a tackle. I'm saying Latham.
Peter Schrager has Latham going 5th overall.
I have him going like 17th.
Yep. What would the Steelers have to trade to get up to 17?
Maybe
you think?
A fourth.
Yeah, that's what they did last year, right? For Broderick Jones, fourth round pick.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, drum roll again, team. Here we go. Doran with the 20th overall pick in the 2024 draft. The Steelers select. No, that's copyrighted.
Well, not when he says do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. you had to mess it up. Like I had something going there. The Steelers, they trade.
Wait. Do-do-do-do-do.
Wait, Doran already had this already. Doesn't he get the picks early?
Yeah, do you have the pick in already?
No. Maybe. The Steelers trade the 20th pick of the of the 2024 NFL draft to the Denver Broncos for the 12th pick, but it was a smokescreen. It wasn't Quinion Mitchell. It will be Ola Fashanu, Penn State tackle. They will get the tackle out of Penn State and also acquire Cortland Sutton from the Denver Broncos.
For the 20th and 51st overall pick?
Correct.
You like that one?
I'll take that. That's less than I have to do on day two.
You still have to be there, Mark, because they could trade back up.
I can sit there and take a nap, too.
Hmm. All right, one more. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, we have the official sounder now. The Steelers. Oh,
I thought it was copyrighted.
Not the official sound. Only Doran's bastardization of the sound. Can I say that around the kids? My apologies. Okay. The Steelers select Graham Barton.
Oh,
I know.
Do they trade?
No, they just get him at 20. They get him at 20.
So boring.
Look, man, this is my livelihood. I gotta make a prediction that I think is going to come true. If he's a generational guy in their eyes, they're not going to pass up on him. But I don't know, because we had Mike Golic Jr. on earlier, offensive line expert, and he said he loves Barton but doesn't consider him generational. So maybe other teams don't view him as highly as the Steelers. Thus, he'll be there at 20th overall.
Former Pittsburgh Steeler Mike Golic Jr.
That's right, and a very nice man. Doran Dickerson's best friend.
Really?
True. Do you ever talk to him?
No.
Did you pass?
Yes.
Like you were here at the same time?
We actually know where we talked at, where we passed, and we're like, hey, we know each other, was the West Virginia game, West Virginia Pitt. He was on the sideline.
For the first one when the series came back?
No, this past year.
In Morgantown?
Yes.
He was in Morgantown?
Yes.
And I missed him?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Well, you were inebriated.
So, of course. So, Doran has the Steelers trading the 20th pick and the 51st pick for Cortland Sutton and the 12th pick, and he's got them taking Fashanu from Penn State. You've got the Steelers trading a fourth-round pick, Caboli,
yes,
moving up to 17th overall and taking J.C. Latham.
Maybe 16th, but yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes. And I have the Steelers very boringly taking the center out of Duke, 20th overall. Can't wait to talk about how we're all wrong tomorrow. Back
tomorrow,
at it.
Tomorrow? A couple hours.
Well, we won't be wrong by then. I should probably mention we have the draft coverage tonight. Starting at 6, going through the first round. You, me, Donnie Football, Doug Whaley, Jim Haslett, Paul Zeiss. Got you covered tonight. And Doran will have the picks before anybody else, right?
Correct.
Very good. And then we'll all be wrong, and we'll talk about that tomorrow at 5:40. Joe Starkey coming up next. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Thank you, kids. Appreciate your time. They're too old to be called kids, too, aren't they?
No, they're kids.
Young adults.
Eighth grade, high school kind of deal? Okay, very good. Young adults. Bring your young adult to work day. That's why Mark got to come in.
Yes. I'm an old adult.
And I'm still waiting to go through puberty. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 58, low 40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.